Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Well, good three there by Peyton Husky. She now has 6 points to give Mount Home the lead right there at the buzzer. That was the third lead change of the game. We've also had two ties, and right now, according to my count, each team with one turnover in this contest so far. Husky is Mount Home's leading scorer. For Bentonville West, is right now Shania Wilson with 8 points. She's been a force down there on the low block. It will be Mount Home's basketball to start this second quarter. The officials are getting together before we get started. I don't know what they were talking about, but they finally break up the conversation, and it is Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets in to Kate Gilbert in the backcourt, and we're back underway. Gilbert across the timeline. Bentonville West once again in a man-to-man. Now ball goes up top to Husky. Over to Martin on the right side, near the corner. Now she drills up between the circles. Now takes the screen from 10. Gets some separation between her defender. Now throws up top to Gilbert. Now gives it to Penn on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Cash for Bentonville West. Ball goes down to Mahone in the right corner. Now back up top to Cash. Now once again in a man-to-man. Now Cash picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go. Now gives it to Wilson on the right side. Back up top to Cash. We'll reset the offense. Over to Mahone on the right wing. Up top to Wilson. Over on the left side goes to Wood. Now up top to Cash. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Will not be gotten by anyone. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bentonville West. It will be Mount Stone's basketball with 7:02 left in the first half. It's a two-point Lady Bomber lead, 15-13 our score. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills toward the right side. Now takes a screen from Foreman. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. Rebound. Now foul's going to be called on the rebound. It's going to be on Jada Curtis for Bentonville West. It's her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Wolves. It will be Husky inbounding the ball, and the baseline gets into the pin just outside the paint. Now throws up top, throws it to Gilbert at the free throw line. Now she drills to the left side of the paint. It's going in for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up, and it puts it up and in. Kate Gilbert with 7 points. And it's a 17-13 lead for Mountain Home. Two-possession game. Here is Cash into the front court, throwing it over to Mahone on the left wing. She takes a screen from Wilson, dribbles toward the free throw line, now kicks it out to Wood in the right corner. Now her pass to Curtis was knocked away. Last touch by Mountain Home as it goes out of bounds, and Bentonville West will inbound it with 6:19 left in the first half. It's a four-point Lady Bomber lead. Someone's going to have to trigger the inbound pass for Bentonville West. No one's going to the baseline. Now finally, Kelsey Wood finally does. She will, before they get the inbound pass off, looks like a foul's going to be called away. I'm taking that back. I thought they called a foul, but it turned out Bentonville West was going to take a timeout to avoid the 5-second count. So we'll break with 6:19 left of the first half. Mountain Home's up 17-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
So Bentonville West takes their first time out of the game to avoid the 5-second count. Now it will be Wilson inbounding it for the Lady Wolves on the baseline. She gets in to Curtis on the low block. Trying to make a move on Penn. Now she puts it up over Penn. May have been partially blocked. Oh, they're going to call Penn for contact too. So two shots are coming up for Curtis. Kyra Penn picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. So Jada Curtis shooting the first, her first free throws of the night. Mountain Home has yet to go to the line in this contest. So far as a team, Benville West 0 for 1. Samantha White had a chance at the old-fashioned three but missed the free throw there. Curtis' first free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Curtis with 6:15 left in this first half. Jada Curtis' second shot is up. Rolls around and goes in. She now has 2 points, and Mount Holmes leads cut to two. 17-15 is our score. Now Curtis is going to check out, being replaced by Samantha White. So, again, it's a one-possession game as Mountain Home will walk it to the other end of the floor. Emma Martin bring the ball across the half-court stripe. Now looks like a zone defense now for Bentonville West. Trying to figure out what it is. Here is Husky with it, now throwing it to Gilbert. Back to Husky. She throws it to Martin on the right side. Up top to Husky. Over to Gilbert. She's going to dribble. Nope, they're going to call her for traveling. She said she shuffled her feet before she started dribbling. Second turnover of the night against Mountain Home, and it will be Bentonville West getting with the ball with a chance to either tie or take the lead in this one. As they trail 17-15 with 5:50 left in the first half. Here's Cash into the front court, throwing it over to Mahone on the right side. Tries a lob pass, and into the paint. It was stolen by Husky. She's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and will head to the free throw line. That foul's on Kelsey Mahone. That is her second personal foul, team foul number three against Bentonville West. So Peyton Husky will shoot Mount Holmes' first free throws of the evening with 5:36 left in the first half with a chance to make it a two-possession game again. First shot for Husky is up. No good. So it'll stay a one-possession game regardless if she hits this next free throw. Addison Yates checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn, and for Bentonville West, it will be Chloe Jones replacing Kelsey Mahone, who just picked up her second foul. Jones, a 5'6 sophomore. Second shot for Husky is up and in, so she gets one of two. She now has 7 points, 18-15, Mountain Home leading with 5.5 minutes left. Here's Cash into the front court. Throws it over to Wilson on the left side. Now she looks to make a move toward the basket. Now kicks out to White. White going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Samantha White now with 4 points. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead to a single point with 5:15 left in the opening period, opening half it is. 18-17 our score. Here's Husky over to Yates on the left wing. Up top now to Martin. Martin dribbles to the left wing, takes the screen. Now he's going into the lane. And a foul is going to be called well before the layup on the floor against Shania Wilson. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. So with exactly 5 minutes left on the clock here in the second quarter, it is going to be Mountain Home inbounding it on the baseline. Husky will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Trying to get it in. Now finally does to Foreman at the free throw line. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now, well, she lost her handle of the ball for a moment, but gets it back. Now tries to give it to Foreman, and finally does get it there just outside the lane. Up now to Yates near the top. Now over to Husky on their left side, down to Foreman on the low block. She tries to make a move, dribbles it off someone's foot. Ball's stolen by Bentonville West, and now a foul's going to be called as Cash was going back to the lane the other way for the layup. She'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. Addison Yates picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Anna Cash at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening with 4:34 left in the first half. First shot is up and in. Kyra Penn is going to check back in, replacing Addison Yates. So Cash with a chance to give Bentonville West the lead back. Second shot for Cash is up, and she gets both. Fourth lead change of the night. Jada Curtis checking back in for Bentonville West, replacing Samantha White. So it's 19-18, Bentonville West leading with a little over 4.5 minutes left in this first half. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Man-to-man defense once again for Bentonville West. Martin dribbles to the left wing, Throws up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right side. Now finds Foreman on the low block. She travels. Yep, she sure did. Shuffled her feet a little too much. I don't know if she just lost her footing. But anyway, that is the fourth turnover against Mountain Home. With 4:15 left in the opening half. Benville West with the ball, leading by a point. Cash into the front court, throwing it over on the right side to Jones. Up top now to Wilson. Over to Wood on the left wing. Down to Curtis on the low block. Now she makes the move on Penn, going up for the layup. Rolls around, does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. And back come the Lady Bombers. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbling toward the free throw line. Pulling up for the jumper. Good. Fifth lead change of the night as Mountain Home goes back on top. 20-19. 9 points now for Kate Gilbert. 3:40 left in the first half. Cash throwing it to Wilson on the right side. Now she's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound, but no, they're going to call a push foul on the rebound on Jada Curtis as her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Bentonville West. So Mountain Home gets the ball back with 3:31 and left in the first half, leading 20-19. Martin will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the left wing, throws it up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky near the right corner. Back up to Gilbert. Once again to Husky. Now she's looking to make a move toward the basket. Now kicks it back out to Gilbert on the right wing. Now her pass knocked away, but Martin is able to secure it to keep possession for the Lady Bombers. Martin has it near the top. Emily Payne's going to check in for Mountain Home in the next available time. And Samantha White will for Bentonville West, too. Here's Martin going into the lane for the layup. Good! Emma Martin with 6 points, 22-19. Lady Bombers leading it with 2:50 left in the first half. Here's Cash into the front court for the Lady. Throws it over to Wilson at the elbow. Back to Cash. Her three-pointer was blocked. And Kyra Penn comes up with the basketball. Back on the Lady Bombers. Here's Martin quickly into the front court, going into the lane for the layup. And a blocking foul is going to be called. Much to the dismay of Bentonville West head coach Randy Richardson. He did not like that call at all. But it's not an argument. He's going to win. That foul is on Anna Cash, her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Bentonville West. So Emma Martin will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 6 points so far this evening. And at least one free throw will make it a two-possession game. The first one rolls around and goes in. Emily Payne checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. And for Bentonville West, Samantha White will check back in, replacing Jada Curtis, who again just picked up her second foul. Emily Payne, by the way, a 5'6 sophomore. Second free throw for Martin, no good. She gets one of two on that trip. It is 23-19, Mountain Home leading it with a little over 2.5 minutes left as Bentonville West gets the rebound. Here is Cash into the front court. She dribbles to the right wing. Now picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Wilson there on the right side. Now Wilson looking to make a move on Foreman as she goes into the paint, does a spin move, and she's called for travel. Second turnover of the night against the Lady Wolves with 2:15 left of the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by 4, 23-19 is our count. Husky will walk the ball across the half-court stripe for Mountain Home. Drills to the right wing, now going into the lane for the layup. Just flew by her defender. It's Chloe Jones for the layup. Good. 9 points on the night for Peyton Husky. 2 minutes left to play in this first half. 25-19, Mountain Home leading. Here's Cash back the other way, throwing it to White. Now White going into the lane, and now she's called for the double dribble. Third turnover again of the night for Bentonville West. Kelsey Mahone's going to check back into the game for the Lady Wolves as she replaces Chloe Jones with 1:53 left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball and the six-point lead. Husky into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Now ball goes on the left side to Payne. Payne takes the screen, picks up a dribble, now throws over to Husky on the right. Over to Foreman near the right elbow, up over to Penn near the free throw line. Her jumper no good. And scrambled for the rebound, and looks like a foul is going to be called on Peyton Husky as she was diving for it. She just created a little too much contact on Kelsey Mahone there. That is Husky's first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the first half. So with 1:27 left in the second quarter, Bentonville West gets the ball trailing 25-19. Cash into the front court for the Lady Wolves. Ball goes over to Wilson at the right elbow. looking to make a move on Foreman. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper. Shot was blocked. And Kyra Penn comes up with the basketball. She'll throw it to Husky, who quickly crosses the timeline. Throws it to Payne in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Whoa, it had, looked good for a moment. But the rebound comes to Bentonville West, and back on the Lady Wolves. 1 minute left to play in the first half. Here's Cash back the other way. Loses the handle of the ball, but it's picked up by White there on the left wing. Now she'll throw it up top to Wilson. Now she gives it to Moan there between the circles. Over to Cash on the left wing. Over to White on the right side now. Now White going out into the lane, going up for the kind of the hook layup. No good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So Samantha White will be at the free throw line, where so far she is 0 for 1 with 4 points. 38.9 seconds left here in the second quarter. First free throw is up, no good. Kate Gilbert and Aston Yates checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn and Anna Grace Foreman. And for Bentonville West, Chloe Jones checking back in, replacing Kelsey Mahone. One more free throw for Samantha White. Second shot is up and good. She gets one of two. She's one of three for the night with 5 points. 25-20, Mountain Home leading it. And I bet most likely the Lady Bombers are going to be content to hold for the last shot of the half. Martin dribbles to the right wing with 28 seconds left. Now throws up top to Husky. Husky almost lost the handle of the ball. Now she gets it out to Payne. Payne's going to dribble into the paint. Now kicks it to Yates. Now back to Husky on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with 12 points. 28-20, Mountain Home leading it. 8 seconds left. Ball inbounded to Jones. Now to Cash. Cash looking to try to get a shot off to beat the buzzer. It's a long three-pointer, no good, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Bentonville West 28-20. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!